Yeah, the first half of the meditation will be as similar to what we've been doing earlier in the day. And the second half, we'll do some loving kindness phrases. I just want to say a quick word on like loving kindness or kindness. I think sometimes if we're being really harsh with ourselves or someone else, jumping to kindness can feel like this huge leap. So maybe just noticing that tendency that's really harsh might be the first step, or maybe something more neutral or like, just a little bit of goodwill might be the step to take instead of sometimes for me it feels impossible to take that huge leap. So just noticing if that comes up for you. All right, settling down into the meditative posture once again. Either gently closing your eyes or holding a soft gaze towards the floor. Checking in with our body as we start this third meditation. Often aches and pains can be making themselves more noticeable at this point in time. Being really gentle with them if they do come up, and changing postures if you're going to get hurt. Can we bring a little bit of patience to any aches and pains that are up, instead of jumping to a story about how they might always be there or they're going to get worse? Can we just be present with what's there right now? Allowing our attention to include our feelings and felt sensation as well. It's easy to notice our strong feelings, but there's often subtle ones that are around as well. Just noticing what's present right here and now. Sometimes our feelings are very urgent feeling that they need to be acted on right away. We practice a little bit of patience with them. Let them sit there before doing anything with them. Commenting on them. noticing where areas where we have a lot of patience or areas where it's easily tested. Knowing we're not trying to suppress any of our thoughts or our feelings, but to let them be there without trying to do anything with them. Noticing when things feel difficult, when we're struggling, what our quality of mind is like, what our felt sensations are like. Can we practice patience with any of our difficulties that are coming up? Thank you. And we'll move into some metta phrases, some loving kindness phrases. I'll offer three that I like to use. Feel free to use any that you like, or if the phrases don't work, just the felt sensation of what those phrases might cultivate for you. Starting with ourselves. May I be grateful. May I be safe and protected. May I be free. For gratitude, the felt sense of appreciation for everything we do have in this life, even if our lives are difficult. May I be grateful. May I be safe and protected. May I be free. For safe and protected, maybe the felt sensation of being around people you really trust, or a place that's comforting. May I be grateful. May I be safe and protected. May I be free. For being free, maybe that felt sensation, something in our life that's been removed that was difficult, or the aspiration to free ourselves from suffering. May I be grateful. May I be safe and protected. May I be free. Expanding the instructions to maybe include everyone in your household, maybe everyone in this Zoom group who's sitting together. May we be grateful. May we be safe and protected. May we be free. May we be grateful. May we be safe and protected. May we be free. For the last 5 or so minutes, scaling it to whatever feels appropriate. Maybe it's all beings. Maybe it's all of your family or your city or your state. May all beings be grateful. May all beings be safe and protected. May all beings be free. May all beings be free.